Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's 8:26. Brock with you here. And with me is intern Wes.
What's going on?
Intern Guido Velour.
The one and only.
So last week, intern, we had you go out and do a little man on the streets.
Yes, sir.
A little, a fun little bit. And for some reason, lake sharks make me laugh. You know, the whole concept
you're
not the only one. And it's a weird thing. I mean, there actually are like times where sharks have gotten into lakes, but just the whole fact of like a great white like swimming around in the lake and like jumping up and taking out like a paraglider or something like that or parasailer.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's a funny concept, right?
It is.
I'm gonna get bit by a shark one of these days now because I find it hilarious. But anyway, we had you go out downtown St. Joe. The surrounding areas. I think this is something we're going to do more of. I don't want to give it away because I don't want people to see you now and know, like,
avoid this guy.
Avoid this guy. He's messing with us.
But, it's not always going to be something as ridiculous as a ranch or a lake show.
Exactly. Exactly. Sometimes it may be something. Nah, it'll never be anything serious. But anyway, we got some wonderful audio, and we're going to play that now. And I got to tell you, I've listened to it, and you did a wonderful job, Guido.
Well, thank you.
You did a fantastic job. So here we go. This is intern Wes talking about lake sharks. Enjoy.
Intern Wes checking in from downtown St. Joe. We are down here talking to some people about pressing matters affecting the lake region. We got my man David here. Where are you from?
I'm from Benton Harbor.
What do you think about these lake sharks?
I think they're out there, and that's why I don't go get in that water right now. People don't think they're out there. No, they're out there.
I'm Sarah from Indiana.
What do you guys think about bull shark making their way all the way up to the Midwest?
Well, it sounds a little terrifying. I suppose that it could happen.
I'm here with
Teddy.
And Michael.
From Grosse Pointe.
Now, what do you think about sharks migrating their way to the Great Lakes region?
I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, it could be dangerous, but I mean, sharks are cool, so.
It depends. Most of the fish are not even in the swimming areas because they're scared of the people. The sharks don't really have any effect.
You guys think you're pretty safe still?
Yeah, I think we're safe.
I think so, too.
Very safe.
We're down on the pier with
JP,
Chris,
Brennan,
and Dan.
And where are you guys all from?
South Bend, Indiana.
You know, you can't let the sharks ruin your day. You gotta be bold. What if they take a leg or something? You still have the rest of your body. Battle scars.
I'll tell you what, I ain't never been scared of no shark, all right? I wish a shark would, all right?
I got insurance. Them sharks gonna have to pay a lot of money if they touch my body.
Hey man, we gotta protect our land. We are humans. We are mammals. The land is ours. They can take the sea all they want.
Everyone needs to come out. We need to protect what's ours. It is our land.
You know what they say? Who are you going to call? Shark busters.
All previous statements were very dumb.
I'm from Granger, Indiana. I took a bunch of environmental science, animal science classes, so I doubt that there'd be any sharks in Lake Michigan. Besides, if these guys caught those in here, they would have to have a 65-pound test line. If they're actually in Lake Michigan, then I guarantee you there'd be a short time before the ecological impact is felt. I mean, they don't have any predators around here, so.
What was your name?
Jacob.
Yeah, it's a hoax.
Nicely done. Nicely. Now, just so everyone knows, there's not been any lake shark sightings. Don't worry. It's just us messing with you. Nicely done, intern.
We're just having fun.
That's right. That was good. That was very good. I like those guys from South Bend. I ain't afraid of no shark.
Come out and protect what's ours. It's our land.
Ah, oh, it was great.